Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
NASCAR is officially back. Daytona Week is here. Eddie Greer III, host of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3 for this NASCAR Podcast. Talking about the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three business divisions, and all of motorsports. Coming to you, recording this on this lovely Tuesday night in Manhattan, Kansas, February 15th, 2022. Tonight, we got a couple things I would like to discuss. Obviously, we're going to get straight into the class recap, then go over the schedule as Daytona Week is here, and a lot of racing, a lot of things to unfold this week down there in Daytona, and of course, some new teams will try to get in the 500. I have that in the second segment of the show. Clash, baby. I tell you, man, oh man, it's not the best. I gotta tell you, it's not the best Clash I've seen, but it's right up there. New scene, stadium racing, fans, intermission show, halftime music, Ice Cube, Pitbull, the whole nine yards. Yeah, that was awesome. And yeah, I definitely forgot about this is the next generational car that we're racing at now, officially, and I'm definitely going to intrigue to see what happens with this car at the high banks of Daytona. 2, 3, 4 wide, you're going to see it all unfold this Sunday. Daytona 500 goes down this weekend. I cannot wait for that. The Super Bowl just wrapped up on the football side, and now we're about to embark here on the racing, the biggest Super Bowl of the season, first race of the season, the Daytona 500. Again, I'm going to have two shows this week. Obviously, the Clash recap will come out tomorrow night as I'm recording this Wednesday, so definitely make sure this is, oh, by the way, I should say, this is episode 279 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And you missed out on the early episodes of season 7 already. Make sure you go back, check those out wherever you listen to your podcast as well. And then, of course, Sunday, I will have another one prior to the green flag of the Daytona 500. Yes, I'm going to keep, I said it I've been saying it almost on every other episode so far. In season 7, definitely I want to try to keep that same schedule intact so I don't try to mix things up unless it's a special guest like I had Regina on last Friday. Those will come out on Friday if I have special guests on the podcast. And that was a very exciting conversation with her, getting caught up with her and what she's doing and what she was at the Clash a couple weeks ago as well. So I'm not going to spoil that conversation. You can go back, check it out, download it wherever you get your podcast from there. But yeah, I actually talked about it a little bit with her on that, and I'm just going to kind of continue that and finish the conversation on the Clash in this first segment. So we're going to take our car to the low side of the racetrack. Yeah, I tell you, it wasn't the best, but I tell you, it's right up there, especially with all the tips and tips the turns and twists and turns of what we saw, especially in the last chance qualifying races, especially the last one. You know, in the duels, you always see it in the duels. The duel one, boring, you know, not enough excitement. Somebody dominates. And in duel two, everything just changes. Well, the same thing happened in Los Angeles, right? Last chance qualifying race, the first one was boring. And then this, and in the second one, oh yeah, everything just turned into you know what show. So everybody wrecking and everything else, and drivers not using their heads and whatnot, and people wrecking each other out. Honda's vice is thrown and whatnot. People knocking each other out of the way. And we saw a couple of big names not get to the big show. Mark Trish Jr. had to use a provisional because that car was too slow. let's see. Denny Hamlin made it in. Ty Dillon. You might as well call that last chance qualifying race the Ty Dillon race, because he was making some bold-ass moves on a racetrack there, making pissing people off, getting the right corner. And I left to go to a family obligation, and he won the qualifying race, right? So I'm thinking, yeah, he won. He's in. Next thing, I was not, and it's funny to know, now that we're almost 2 weeks out from the clash, I didn't know he got disqualified. I didn't know he got disqualified. So yeah, I mean, that was not to my attention until I listened to a recent podcast that I just read it to recently, and I think it was the Lap Track podcast that mentioned it there. So I was like, why that a little bit there? But yeah, Ty Dillon did all that beating banging for nothing, apparently. So that sucks for him. But anyways, yeah, that last track qualifying was probably, you saw the best racing there of that whole entire weekend, in my opinion. There, you saw time running out. You saw for the first half of that race, guys got strung out. And then as that race progressed, you saw guys getting over the heads, being a little aggressive out there. Bubba Wallace there and Austin Cindric. So you got all those guys in that qualifying race. You know they're going to be like aggressive and even sometimes super aggressive there. And in the main show, there, two veterans going at after each other once again out there on the racetrack in LA, and that included Joey Logano and Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch coming out was one of the stories out of here. Kyle Busch sat on the pole, was fast all weekend, and did not get the win there. He mentioned to a point that Braxton is winning more than me. So you got a little bit of work to do, my friend there. Man, you're coming in, especially you're coming into a racetrack that you're what, some 0-18 or something like that for Kyle Busch. All the accolades, everybody's going to talk about it. All the accolades, hadn't won a Daytona 500. I didn't even go on and on. Brad Keselowski, another one. He owns his own race team now. You got a hill to climb. You haven't won a Daytona 500. Mark Trish Jr., same thing. You ain't won a Daytona 500. Close as a teeny tiny straw, as we all know. Heartbreak Hotel. Quite honestly, if you would have rewind history back, Mark Trish Jr. should have a Daytona 500, but you don't. So he's don't have a Daytona 500. There's so many others in this field that I could reel off that have not won the big race. So yeah, those three come in mind, in particularly those guys have not won a Daytona 500, and only one can win it, right? So there you go on that. But yeah, back to kind of circle back to the end of the clash there. Joey Logano, he was trash in the first set of practices, that first day of practices out there in LA. That 22 car sucked. I mean, nowhere in the racetrack, struggling. And then, of course, as the weekend progressed, it seemed like that team got stronger and stronger as the race moved on, or the weekend moved on, rather. And we saw that car battling for the lead, battling up front in the top three. Next thing you know, he's right there passing them for the lead. This was prior to the intermission there. Joey Logano passed Kyle Busch there. And this was before that, though. Tyler Reddick, who I've been mentioning on a lot of podcasts, right? He could have won this race. No question. No question about it. Could have won this race, and he didn't because of a parts failure in, I believe, one of the kind of actually coming out of the caution. One of the cautions, one of his parts failed on him. So that's something was new. I mean, you can't fool around with these cars. I mean, we've talked about it here early on in the season on the 3Y NASCAR podcast. I mean, you can't screw around with these cars. If you do, you're going to pay a heavy price for it. So that's what some of these teams are going to be adjusted right there. As, you know, Tyler Reddick, he was leading up front. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to get Tyler Reddick a win right off the bat. Nope, we're not going to get that. So that was unfortunate for him. But fun for him. And this is kind of relating to what we saw with the Super Bowl in Evan McPherson. McPherson, I love that dude. former Gator kicker. He stayed out for the entire halftime show, which I thought that was hilarious and awesome. Same time. Yeah, you don't have no applications, really. So you can do what... I mean, technically, you should be in the locker room. But hey, I mean, I guess you can do what you want to do. Especially, you ain't missed a kick in the postseason like Evan. So definitely, he stayed out there. And Tyler Reddick, after, unfortunately, having to go out of the race due to a mechanical failure, stayed out with the fans, high-five the fans, and watch the rest of the race with the crowd. That is awesome. That's awesome right there. And I keep repeating myself on this show. Tyler Reddick, we're definitely going to see him in victory lane. It could be, again, it's only a matter of time. If it's not a matter of time, it's a matter of when. And he has a tremendous opportunity, like the other 39, 40 cars or so, opportunity to win the Great American Race this Sunday. Man, I cannot wait for that. But yeah, Tyler Reddick had to be out of the race there for that. We saw an incident there with Justin Haley. Again, he was impressive to me all weekend long. He was fast off the trailer. He was very impressive to me. He really caught my eye. Again, with that colleague speed that he brought to the table there, he and Kyle Larson got after it with one another on the front stretch there. Kyle Larson kind of forced him in the wall there, which ended Haley's evening there, which could have been a strong night, really a strong weekend from that 31 bunch there. Suarez was impressive there. He kind of faded a little bit as the weekend progressed there as well. We saw some big names kind of struggle a little bit as well. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we saw it all. Ice Cube, awesome job with the intermission show, with what he did, people dancing in the stands, whatnot, head nodding, whatnot, people into it. That's what I'm talking about right there. You want to bring diversity. This is what I've been talking about for the last several months in the off season, throughout the presentation of this NASCAR podcast, right? Diversity. You want to bring other fans in the sport that are new to sport, that bring a fresh pair of eyes to sport, right? So yeah, awesome stuff there. If from a fan perspective, did not want to see Joey Logano win the race. From a fan perspective, the fan in EG3 did not want to see the 22 and all the Trix Nation. Knows that, but the radio person in me said, well, damn. I mean, he did what he needed to do. And again, Joey Logano, we saw him do what he did at the Bristol Dirt last year. This 22 team, for whatever reason, shows up in new places and races well. I mean, I don't know if it's like something new, fresh for Joey to see or him to learn or something like that. Again, he was absolutely garbage when the weekend started 2 weekends ago, right? So remember, we got to remember now the class was 2 weeks ago, not last weekend, 2 weeks ago. This is sandwiched in the bun, and the NASCAR class was the top bun. The middle bun was the Super Bowl 56, and now we're into the other end of the bowl, end of the bun, the Daytona 500 coming up here on Sunday. But absolutely, that team was absolutely trash, and to make they were just like they did there. You have to give them a lot of credit there for what they did. And Joey Logano did what he needed to do there. Kyle Busch there gave it all he had there, but he wasn't close enough. Was not close enough there. And Austin Dillon, by the way, finished third, and that's how far I'm going to get with that because that don't matter. This weekend matters. Chance to lock up early playoff spot in to win the Super Bowl of all NASCAR, the Daytona 500, EG3 for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III here in Manhattan, Kansas on a beautiful night here in Manhattan, Kansas after a windy, nice day in the Little Apple here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this podcast, episode 279 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Absolutely. That was a hit, and I'm wondering what NASCAR is going to do next. Are they going to bring it back? I'm hearing people saying, let's have a little bit of rotation, whatnot. Let's change. That's just similar. This is similar to the All-Star race, right, where people want change and whatnot. They want to see it at another racetrack, things like that. Again, you want to bring new faces, fresh faces, a fresh perspective and whatnot. You got to give NASCAR a lot of credit here. A half mile, 5 mile racetrack there. Ben Kennedy has done a solid job. You don't hear this dude quite a bit in the headlines. I mean, you see it in the headlines, but you don't hear him doing bad things. You don't hear him do, he just chill, like I am. He just chills, just asking questions. He's like anybody else out there that want to learn and want to continue to grow the sport. He ain't like some Manfred, the commissioner, or Roger Goodell, you know, want all this talking and don't do nothing. I mean, that irritates me, right? Where those guys, the Manfreds, let's see, dang it, Roger Goodell, them guys, and that really irritated me this week about, you know, the topic now about obviously the diversity of head coaches in National Football League and whatnot. And, you know, saying that, I want to see that personally. And I can do a whole nother podcast on that. And then on Manfred's side, still pissed about him taking away the All-Star game away from us. And when I mean us, I mean the Atlanta Braves last year. Still upset about that. So they're doing all this talking and really two of them. And nothing to really should back their actions up, right? Ben Kennedy, he stays out of that. I mean, he's very quietly, very detailed and calculated, right? You don't hear him do any bad things and whatnot. You hear him in his opinions and whatnot. He gives advice or listens to the driver's advice and whatnot. So this is what I like about him. And remember, those of you who just hop onto the NASCAR scene recently, for those of you who are new to the NASCAR scene, Ben Kennedy was once a Cape World Truck Series driver at one point, and now that he raced in the Xfinity Series as well. So he, to me, is kind of new too as well. I wasn't aware of this probably until, he really took over. He's president of NASCAR now? Damn, I didn't realize that. So, yeah, I mean, have a fresh face up there, taking all the driver's inputs and outputs and trying to calculate the moves and really just kind of producer-ish little bit, kind of stays out of it and lets the others do what they need to do for the sport. And so that's just kudos to him and what they've done as well so far. I'm anxious to see what they do. Do they bring it back? I was on the early train. I still am. Early train on bringing it back. Bring it back to the Coliseum. Yeah, we saw a lot of fans. Obviously. Daniel Suarez talked about it a little bit over 2 weeks ago about, you know, it's Hispanic heavy over there in Los Angeles, the diversity you see. Obviously, the black African-Americans are out there. I saw plenty of those, the kids, teenagers out there rolling, dancing, screaming, wearing their favorite driver's gear. So yeah, I mean, to me, this, they're trending in the right direction. And again, I like to see it back, but again, with all the project moves of you that you hear recently, they want to get started with, or not get started, but you hear rumors about maybe seeing North Wilkesboro ring being real built last year. Yeah, North Wilkesboro. Yeah, that was a track. Rockingham's been come up in the conversation recently as well. Some of these tracks that we don't go to far off of them anymore. They're trying to bring them back. So yeah, definitely, I'm going to see what they do next. But yeah, I believe it's right up there. It ranks right up there.
Clash 2022 belong to Penske Racing and Joey Logano.
You're listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Welcome back to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Gritter III, here with you guys. Episode 279 of this podcast. Folks, just went over a little bit my thoughts on the Clash. We are at the recording this podcast here. Actually, when you take away the countdown of the Daytona 500 this weekend, one more day away from activity, really. Qualifying tomorrow night. I'll go over the schedule with y'all on the final segment of the show, as well as got a huge news shakeup yesterday as well. I'll try to find that on the as I'm talking in this segment. So we're going to move our car to the middle now, trying to make the smart decision. We're going to go in the middle now of this podcast, but yep, focus again, staying on the Cup side of things now, kind of focusing on this week, Daytona 500 week. Man, this I'm jacked up. This is my favorite week of the entire season, other than the championship week, unless your driver isn't not in it. But yeah, I mean, everything for us perspective, you got new cars. This is it. And We're gonna get a lot of these questions that we're thinking about this new generational car that's on the track right now, that's gonna be with us all year long. How are these gonna react? Especially, we saw hard hits throughout the weekend 2 weeks ago in LA, right? We saw cars tore up. We saw Justin Haley get tore up. Tyler Reddick get tore up. Who else got tore up actually? And oh, by the way, speaking of which, I did some picks to episodes ago, and Kurt Busch did not make it into the main event. Damn it! So yeah, so you know, hey, but Kurt Busch was cool with it. He said, "Hey, it is what it is." You know, hey, I mean, it's racing. I mean, people are going to be desperate. You know the drill. People get desperate when laps go wind down, like any other race, especially. When you watch the race this weekend, you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen, especially when laps tindle down to the final quarter of the race. People get stupid. And I want to see if that even changes with this car, because how this car reacts. We've seen multiple testing out there. Down there in Daytona Beach with these cars. And we'll find out. I mean, people, Denny Hamlin, guys like that, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, guys who've run up front, win these type of races. Now, again, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, they have not won a 500 yet. So that's going to be interesting to see. The young guys, Amarola, McDowell, something like that, Bubba Wallace. Last time we were on this type of racetrack, Bubba Wallace in the old car took it home and made history in Alabama. So, you know, we're going to find out. Harvick, those guys, Kyle Larson, you know, those guys in the draft. You know, this is going to be a work in progress. And the duels, the duels going to be run at night. I don't think it's going to really tell us anything much, really, because the Daytona 500 is going to be run in the day unless rain comes into play. So, you know, like last year, so we had to wait 3-4 hours, and then the rest of the 500 was run at night, and we saw a lot of sparks fly, including the final lap of the race. But yeah, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, all you're gonna do is maybe take for the main part, probably, is learn how these cars drive now in the packs. Now, I've been hearing or reading that these cars will stay in the pack for a little bit, and they might string out, like going back in the old days, right, where, you know, these cars stay in the packs for a good 20-25 laps, but after that, the good handling cars would make it to the front, and you see the guys struggling with handling go to the back.
That's what we saw. I mean, the last few years with this old car, we see everything just be packed up. Packed up either that or for really for the minute, if you really want to get brutal, to technically honest, be in single file racing. And I guarantee you at some point on Sunday, you're going to see these cars in single file. And whoever's leading that pack is going to ride the top. That might be my safe bet of the week right there. You're going to see these guys line up at the top, high side, right? And just lead the cars to the train for a little bit. That's what we saw out of the long caution last year, out of the rain delay last year, after that wild big one in like lap, what was it? Like in between 15 and 20, something like that, with weather in the area. So and you know my issue with weather in the area early on. You know I'm not going to get attention on that. Don't worry, I'm not. Now's not the time. now it's not the time to do that. But absolutely. So at one point, you're going to see these cars in a single file. Now, saying that, going back to my recent statement that how long do these cars stay in the pack? We're going to find that out over the next few days or so. So, and then if the really good handling cars, they're going to show out. So I don't know how technical the crew chiefs get and whatnot. And we're going to actually see some actual pit stops finally too. That's another thing too coming out of this weekend is obviously the one lug nut. You screw around, not leaving all these tight, especially now with the reduction. You usually get 5 lug nuts usually. Now, the one lug nut, you can't put that on right. Yeah, that car's going in the fence. You're not going to have time to save it. You're not going to get no vibration, whatnot. You're not going to go over the rail and say, I got to have tire vibration. I got to go in the pit in 2 laps. You ain't going to hear that. You get tired, you get a loose wheel, you're done. you're done. You're done for the race. So, yeah, they're going to be, you're going to see a lot quicker pit stops. With that, you're still see your recent adjustments and whatnot. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this changes the game a little bit, and I'm just anxious to see how all this plays out. You're going to get 4 of these, obviously, so beginning with the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, and it's, to me, again, I've said this all offseason long, heading in to the first races of the year. It is, for me, in my opinion, this thing is wide. This is wide open. Eventually, yes, cream rises to the top, like we saw 2 weeks ago with 2 veterans up there with the bad breaks of Tyler Reddick out of the race. Kyle Busch and Joey Logano took advantage of it, right? So we're going to see that quite a bit. Now, a couple of new teams I want to focus on here to close out the rest of this segment here. Big news coming out of apparently the New York Racing Team. How about this, folks? Greg Biffle, the Biff. And you can throw him into that 0-4 category for the Daytona 500, right? Greg Biffle will try to race his way in or qualify himself in the Daytona 500 with the New York Racing Team. This got put together. I believe this was announced either yesterday or late last weekend here. Greg Biffle making his return, folks, to NASCAR here. And I gotta say, folks, this is awesome. This is awesome right here. Greg Biffle, and last time he was in NASCAR, he won the race, right? He won the Truck Series race in Texas, right? So coming back yes, I'm trying to do 2 things at the same time now. So yeah, Greg Biffle, one of those teams getting back in there, looking to race their way in into the show this weekend. And who would have known? Who would have thought that Money Mayweather? Yes, you heard this right. And shout out Black History Month, February Black History Month. Floyd, Money. Money. I cannot talk. Floyd Money Mayweather, right? Own a race team. Woo! Who thought about that, folks? He has a car in this, trying to race their way in to the field. That
is awesome and funny right there. And he's going to have, looks like,
his driver, Cass Grala, was on the Lap Track podcast. Shameless plug. go check that out if you have not done so already. But yeah, he was on the Lap Track podcast. Cass was, and I like Cass. I like Cass a lot. And yeah, for the sake, hell yeah. I like to see him in the 500 as well. He talked about the pressure of, you know, trying to race. I mean, he was trying to get in last year and did not due to a mistake last year. So definitely, definitely. Oh, by the way, there are 42 cars or on the entry list, I should say, for the, you know, for the Daytona 500 this weekend. But absolutely, you know, Greg Biffle, Cass Grala. it's going to be something, man. I tell you, it's going to be something in here. These names on the list that I put Cass Grala in the 50. In the 50 car for, what is that? Yeah, for TMT Racing, Money Mayweather. Part of NASCAR, folks. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it as well. And speaking of which, Noah Gregson, who was almost, he was about to race his way in last year in the 500. He's on this list as well. He's going to be trying to get Bearden Motorsports into the 500 as well. I'm focusing on the guys that we don't talk about much. You know, you get the regulars, the Harvicks and all that. But focusing, this is fun. Focusing on the guy that we don't pay attention to. Cody, shout out Cody Ware. Now, obviously, I give that racing, that team a lot of hell last year and early on here to start off season 7 of the podcast, aka AJ, the podcast. But you get to give a little shout out to Cody Ware. That team 2 weeks ago was competitive, very competitive at that. Almost, he had a good, really good long run car, it looked like, that 51. So, you know, I said it early on. I mean, I said it, I stand by what I said. I mean, yeah, people can go and say, you're going to see the guy, you're going to still see the same guys up front. But you're also going to see guys, teams that kind of with this. I've said this all along. Everybody's on an even playing field, even the big teams. Yeah, in my opinion, everybody's on that same playing field. So now you got guys like Ty Dillon, Cody Ware up there mixing it up a little bit. So that's it. And you know, on speedway tracks, Daytona, Talladega, you're gonna get the unsung heroes. Daytona, the regular season finale last year, Corey LaJoy was mixing it up late, trying to get himself in, trying to upset, trying to shock the world, as he commented, was on the Final Lap Weekly podcast last week. Yeah, it was last week's episode. He was on the show last week talking about that. So, yeah, I mean, you see these guys, you can get yourself in. It's just a whole new ball game for these guys. Timmy Hill, Motorsports Business Management, he's on this list here. Let's see, I believe that. Oh, look at this. Jacques Villeneuve, yeah. Yeah, the famous IndyCar driver at one point. Villeneuve, yeah, Jacques Villeneuve. You usually see this name on the Road America or something like that, or the road course in Canada. I can't say it right top of my head right now. Jacques Villeneuve, Team Hesberg, in this list right here. This is gonna be some. He's gonna be driving the 27 all weekend long. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I see all the other guys. Unless I miss some, I think I covered it all right there. So those guys trying to upset the field, that is going to be something to watch for in this one here, this weekend, or really actually the duels Thursday night. Qualifying is tomorrow night after recording this podcast. So when this goes up, qualifying would start. So we're going to know the front row, and we're going to have all this reaction to front row qualifying, the duel races, and maybe the truck series race, depending on what time I sit down and redo the recording of the Daytona 500 preview coming up on the next edition of this podcast. So yeah, we're gonna recap it all. We're gonna cap it all for you. They're setting the stage for the Daytona 500, and I don't know the number of how many races we've run at the total 500 now. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III here with you guys. Episode 279 of this podcast, season 7, well underway. If you missed an episode early in season 7, go back and check us out. Yes, well, we had our recent conversation. Well, I had a recent conversation. Yes, this is I mentioned Black History Month. But we had Regina Servant on the show last week. So go check it out. Another great, fun conversation with her as well. So definitely you want to make sure you check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. And as I'm kind of like multitasking here, a thought just came up to my mind, so I'm not going to share that with you guys right now. I'm going to keep that to myself right now, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got to be excited for these guys. Having another opportunity to get out there and make a name for yourself and really upset the apple cart, really, if you look like. So yeah, absolutely. Floyd Money Mayweather in this field, or not in the field yet, on this list, looking to make something happen. Greg Biffle, you know what he can do on Speedway racetracks. A former winner at Daytona, the Pepsi 400, back in 03, one of those. But you know he can get it done. So he's gonna be fresh. I know he old, folks, but he's gonna be fresh and ready to go. So the guys like him, I mean, you're on an even playing field this year learning these cars. So Greg Biffle gonna go in there and race his way in, or maybe even qualify him, race his way in on time. So you gotta look at that as well and see what happens there. Obviously, I look back at the testing there in Austin Cindric and Harrison Burton, both of them rookies this year. Made headway, made a lot of headlines, looks like, in the offseason. I'm interested to see if that's going to translate in to this or not. So we'll see. I mean, this is just all for grabs. I mean, we're still racing with the old generational cars. Then, yeah, you know what to expect. You can pick out Brad Keselowski or Team Penske, or Ryan Blaney, for example. Ryan Blaney has been very strong on speedway tracks. A guy like him. Like that, Keselowski, Logano, Denny Hamlin, somebody like that. But this time around, you just don't know. It could be somebody like William Byron, a Tyler Reddick, or Austin Dillon, the last year's Daytona 500 winner, Michael McDowell. Those guys could come up to. We could see some more of them guys this year up there racing to try to shock, stun the world, as Corey LaJoie put it, shock the world. So absolutely, this is. An exciting time for that. This is my favorite part of the year right here. New team, fresh looks, fresh paint schemes. We got a fresh car. Yeah, I mean, it's about to go down. We're going to have qualifying tomorrow night. This podcast is going to go out tomorrow night as well. So, you know, by the time this podcast comes out, we're going to know the front row. First two starters. For those of you new to the show and new to the sport, Daytona 500 week is a little weird, kind of a little hectic too, because you have all these teams, cup teams, truck teams, and oh, by the way, let's not forget now, truck opens this week, and the Xfinity Series opens up their season premiere, respectively, Friday night and Saturday afternoon, and even that includes the ARCA race this weekend as well. A lot of racing going on this weekend, but again, just retracting back to my recent statement. Yeah, so you have all these teams trying to qualify for the big. It's a big deal, man. Try to get in to this race. It's a big deal for these teams. You hear the successful stories. You hear the heartbreak, right? We've seen it all. We see it every year. It's gonna happen this week. It's gonna happen this week, man. Where somebody's heart's gonna get broken. You gotta go load up and go home. I mean, it is what it is, man. So I can't wait. Now, dang it. Another thought just came up to my head about my other podcast. So, my. So I'm gonna have to revisit that off air. But with the duels on Thursday, usually I've been recording those either Wednesday or Thursday. But that thought just came up to my mind recently. But actually that should still work, actually. Yeah. Sorry. With the dual races early in the evening, that should still be fine. with that. So I got a busy night, Thursday night, coming up with the duel. I'll be watching the duel races and recording my other podcast with my other co-host from the K-State podcast. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see it all. You're going to see it again. You're going to see somebody screw up. And again, I mean, speaking of somebody screwing up, yeah, with a less inventory of cars, right, for this new look car, right? So you've been hearing or listening or reading about teams not having enough cars. Pay attention to the duels Thursday to see how all this shakes out, because you getting a wreck. Now, I haven't looked at the latest rate video of how these teams are going to fix these cars. I have not looked at that. I have to record. I have not looked at that. I know they came out with something earlier or yesterday about it. I have not checked that out yet, so I'm gonna take a look at it in between now and the duels. That's interesting. I mean, you hear the concern about these teams about not having enough cars. You get caught up in an early mess in the duel. Are you screwed? I don't know. I don't know, because you don't have a backup. Then you're primer for the 500 right there. You might be done. you might be screwing yourself. So, I mean, there's just a lot of variables that are intriguing, especially when it comes to the 500 itself. I mean, how aggressive are you going to go? How risk are you taking? Is it a big deal to start up front in a speedway race? Not to me, it ain't. I mean, yeah, it's a big deal to win these dual races. To win at Daytona, yeah, everybody chooses to win in Daytona, right? So, is it worth sticking your car up there, 3 wide, 4 wide, something like that? Put yourself at, well, duels might be 3 wide at the most, but you never know. You never know with these cars. They could take it 4 wide and whatnot and wreck. But, absolutely, I mean, it's going to be, the strategy is going to be priceless to see how these crew chiefs and driver work this way out. If you don't have a car to contend to in a duel, do you lay back and ride behind them or something like that? It'll be interesting to see. It's going to be really interesting to see, to figure all that out soon. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, the strategy and all that leading to Sunday, all the festivities, right? The pre-races, the qualifying, you're going to see a lot of practicing still. We're seeing cars unload. Getting prepped and whatnot. I mean, all this hype. And oh, by the way, I'm almost 2 segments in. I ain't even mentioned that. The Daytona 500 sold out. It is sold out. I know I know 4 people that will be there at the race on Sunday. And come and think of it, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about it. But I know a few of my friends will be there for the big race on Sunday. So I'm excited to follow them and see what they're going to be up to and whatnot. So, and oh, by the way, speaking of following them, you can follow me on social media, on Twitter, at Eddie E. I think it's, dang it, I don't even know my own Twitter name. I'll go check that out during this little transition. But yeah, follow those. I'll be following them as well. So just all the hype, the big buildup. Finally, get the big buildup leading up to the big show on Sunday, folks. So, yeah, man, Daytona 500, look out.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
You can follow me at Eddie_EG3. I was right on that, so I almost said the wrong Twitter handle. Yes, this is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3279. Rolling into the final segment of this podcast, folks, Eddie Greer. You follow me again on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. Can't believe I botched my own Twitter name almost there with that. Good, very good show. Very good show tonight here as we about to close it out here on the podcast here. Looking at the schedule-wise for all 3 divisions, again, I mentioned all 3 series going down this weekend, folks, here as I now try to go back to where I was. We'll start with the Cup side, obviously. We'll work our way down here. Practice tomorrow. Actually, Practice actually happened today. Practice happened today. I'm not going to go through all that because it really, to me, doesn't matter. It's a moot point at this point. So practice happened today. Two practices happened today. Qualifying. We'll start tomorrow night. We will have reaction to that front row qualifying. We'll have reaction to that on the next edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Then the third practice is going to be on Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, Saturday. Yep, Saturday. No, Friday. That's Friday. February 18th, that's Friday day. Yep. Practice 3. That's weird. Practice 3, Friday afternoon, pending no rain. Early final practice on Saturday. Final practice, final tune-ups for the cars, and then obviously the race. One, at least here in Central Time, so if you're living in the states of Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, 1:30, green flag a little bit after that. There, that's 2:30 Eastern Time, 1:30 Central Time on Fox. Cannot wait for that. By the way, Mike Joy, Clint Bowyer, Tony Stewart lead the coverage of that. And more, by the way, Tony Stewart did a fantastic job 2 weeks ago in the class broadcast there. I thought they really, I don't think they really missed a step, really, to be honest there. I don't think they missed a step, to be honest with you there. Even with, obviously, you know, Jeff Gordon fully with his duties with Hendrick Motorsports now. I don't think they missed a beat there. So that's, I mean, Mike Joy, the best in the business when it comes to NASCAR on broadcast there. Clint Bowyer doing his thing. Tony Stewart did a great job. I'm looking for, and Tony Stewart, I talked about not winning the 500 earlier on his podcast tonight. Tony Stewart, unfortunately, did not win the 500 there, but he came close a couple of times, but no cigar for Stewart. But he had, he ain't won yet his corner yet. So, I mean, he'll have plenty of chances to do that as a car owner. Moving on into the Xfinity Series now, same deal. They're going to have their first practice of the year Friday afternoon, qualifying Saturday morning, and then their race, their season premiere, Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock Central Time here. That's 5 o'clock Eastern Time for their race right there, the Beef. What is for Dinner 300, the season premiere, with a lot of fresh faces. Regina talked about it with my conversation with her on the last episode of the podcast. You know, I mean, there's a lot of interesting faces this year in that series. You don't have no Harrison Burton. You don't have Austin Sindrick, but you do have the Allmendingers. You still have the Noah Gregson. You still have the Justin Allgaier of the world there as well. But you do have a rising star, Josh Berry. Sheldon Creed there, Mike Snyder, those guys as well. So I'm really looking forward. It's going to be really intriguing to see how that shakes out in the season opener there as well. And of course, it all kicks off. Well, obviously it kicks off with front row qualifying, but actual racing kicks off with these dudes. The Truck Series going down, the Next Era Energy 250 Friday night. They'll have their practice on Thursday. Their only practice section of the weekend, then qualifying Friday afternoon. Their race is in prime time, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time as well right there. And the defending champ, Ben Rhodes, will go to work on his bed trying to repeat as NASCAR Kenworth Truck Series. But he's going to have his hands full with that as well. And I'm going to go ahead and put a little click in here as well here and see who else kind of brings up the mind, who's in this field. Obviously, you have to watch Jordan Anderson, been in the top three, who's finished in the top three for the last about 2 years. Will look to finally break through at Daytona there. Jesse Little's in the 02 truck. As well, the last time the trucks were on the track, it was Chandler Smith took the checkered flag in Phoenix. While Ben Rhodes took the championship, Chandler Smith looking to build up that momentum he built up late last year in 2021. That will be interesting there. And Nana, everybody's going to be paying attention to is that 25 truck. Yep. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Matt DiBenedetto, in that truck right there. I talked about it a little bit already in one of the early episodes of season 7, the Truck Series preview that is out now. That's been out for quite a while now in the archives, wherever you listen to the podcast as well. There, let's see, I look down this list. Yeah, that's about it. Obviously, Christian Eckes, full-time now in the number 98 for Thor Sport Racing, while Grant Infinger is in the GM full-time with GMS Racing as well. Grant Infinger in the 23 truck as well. So both of them kind of switched off a little bit as well. So there's interesting stories. And I'm going to go back, do a double take here on Xfinity real fast. Obviously, Ryan Vargas getting the full-time deal now in that six car. Landon Castle is going to be a story there. Austin Hill getting the graduate slip to the Xfinity Series. 21 car for Richard Childress Racing. That's going to be something right there as well. Alfredo gets demoted from the Cup Series to the 23. There, Jesse Wuji. And while I'm on this, while on Jesse Wuji, congratulations to Emmett Smith and Jesse Wuji. Jesse Wuji, former EG3, well, I shouldn't say former, EG3 alum. We had him on this podcast, Jesse Wuji. He and Emmett Smith now are a owner, part owner slash driver now with his current race team now. So Emmett Smith, obviously, he's been kind of behind the scenes a little bit when it comes to NASCAR, but he finally signed up. So he, Money Mayweather, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. And that's pretty much it there, obviously. So yeah, and then of course, yeah, you got Ty Gibbs in the 54 this weekend. So yeah, I mean, yeah, be out, look out for Ty. Yeah, that 54, that 54 was obviously, I don't know what Ty Gibbs's schedule looks like, to be honest with y'all right now, but you know, when his name pops up, yeah, you better be on your A game if you're an Xfinity Series regular as well. That's kind of the schedules here this weekend for all three divisions. Eddie Greer for the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, here, part of the NASCAR podcasting out there as well. Like yesterday, I want to end it with this. This was the first thing that came up to my Facebook feed last night. So I've had actually a couple of them on this podcast. I'm talking about going back to the Drive for Diversity for NASCAR, right? I just recently had Regina back on the show last week on the podcast, right? So Bush, did an initiation, Bush Light, new program for the ladies, doing it big. So now this is what it's called. I've scanned it a little bit, and I'm actually gonna watch the video of this tonight, or actually not tonight because it's a little late. It'll be tomorrow actually. I'll watch it. But yeah, they're doing this program, right, called the New Accelerate Her Program, and Busch Light, who sponsored that? Kevin Harvick, right? So now they want to take on their new project, right, of trying to bring ladies in through the ranks of NASCAR, right? So obviously, let's see what I can do here. See if it's letting me do it. No, it's not. But I can tell you this right now, from what I can see right now, right? So, yes. Yeah, so, and there are people that were, again, social media. People get a little stupid on social media. But I've had two of these ladies on the show already, right? Jennifer Cho Cobb's kind of in my opinion, the leader of that group, even though she's, to the right of Tori Brettinger, who is... If you had a squad, if basketball squad, yeah, there's no video right there, but there's a picture out there. Has her obviously leading the gang And then we've had Natalie Decker on this podcast again. EG3 alum, Natalie Decker on this podcast as well. So, yeah, I mean, again, they want to find immediately. Oh, yeah, I finally got the list pulled up. Okay, so they want to, again, NASCAR wants to present opportunities right away for advancement. Again, you're hearing this, in particular with coaches, right? It's particularly with NBA, with what we're seeing with Becky Hammon, right? In WNBA's coach, right? I can't even throw out Dawn Staley. Robert, she can coach in WNBA. What she's doing with South Carolina, right? So again, I have these. So this company debuting with the Accelerator Her program. This is the first year they're going to be doing this, right? Already mentioned Tori Brittinger, right? I might have butchered your last name. Sorry, Tori. Not Tori. Tony. I actually butchered your first name, so double apologies for that. Tony Brittinger, Natalie Decker, EG3 alum, Amber Balkan, Jennifer Jo Cobb, EG3 alum, Brittany Samora, Stephanie Moyer, and Melissa Fifield. Obviously, sponsorships. Again, you talk about sponsorships are huge in the sport, right? We've seen it from what? From different guys, you know, Josh Berry to the highs, right? And for the lows, sorry, Brandon Brown, I have to put you there. Brandon Brown winning at Talladega and then getting involved in that whole mess at Talladega with his first win. And it's all going to be remembered for that political deal there. Again, not gonna get into that, all that, but yeah, I mean, this is, again, this is huge for these ladies to get it. I mean, I've heard some of these names already. Amber Balkan, again, she was on the Lap Traffic podcast with Brandon a couple weeks ago. I've had Jennifer Jo Cobb on here, Natalie Decker on here. Some of these names are new. Brittany Zamora, I've heard of her before. Brittinger, or I should say Brittinger. I've heard of her a little bit, but these girls haven't heard of Stephanie Moyer, haven't heard of her, Melissa Fifield, haven't heard of her, but apparently catching the eye of Bush and some of these higher up people. So, I mean, this is big for NASCAR and here's a tweet here from Tony here. She tweeted out, I believe it was, actually it was yesterday, time to kick off the season with Busch Beer. Busch Light has committed to supporting the women of NASCAR. I'm proud to be partnered with a brand who supports and believes in female athletes. Hashtag accelerate her program. So she's pumped up about it as well. I mean, you've been a follower of this podcast for the last several years. I've had young women on this show, young girls, young women on this show. Again, I might already mentioned some of them already. I can even go back to last year. I had Gracie Trotter getting up there in the ranks. I'm very surprised she and I getting a little paid attention to. Also, another rising star in the mix, Wilkinson, I had on the program last year. Jolynn Wilkinson, I had on the show last year. Very, from what I talked to her for the hour and change plus that I talked with her, very bright young girl, and she has a very bright future ahead of her as well. So what Busch is doing right here is exciting. I mean, this is exciting. So, I mean, again, you have the NASCAR diversity program, and now you add this in the mix. Yeah, I mean, NASCAR diversity-wise, doing what they can, right, to open doors for, if you're a Hispanic, Daniel Suarez, African-American, Bubba Wallace, a young woman, female woman, like a Jennifer Jo Cobb, like a Amber Balkan, those girls, Natalie Decker, we've seen Natalie Decker compete in the Kimball Truck Series for the last couple of years, Danica Patrick, when she was here, in that now when it's coming to racing now, she, yeah, other than Daytona, Talladega, but she was first, but she was, there was a long stretch in there, through her to Danica Patrick, backing up to Shauna Robinson, right? Back in the old school days, right? She was racing up there with those guys as well. So, yeah, I mean, when you look at this in particularly here, this just adds another avenue for other young ladies to get in the sport. Again, you have these different type of programs, you know, boom, 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 branching out and trying to pave the way for to get themselves in, whether it's trying to get to the truck series. Well, you got truck series for ARCA, truck, trying to get their name out there again. So this is, again, I kudos to Bush on this move here. Again, I'll have to do a little bit more deeper dive into it. But yeah, I absolutely, you've heard me say over the past about diversity. Again, you're hearing a African-American doing this podcast. So yeah, absolutely. Absolutely big deal. And this is probably not the last time you're going to hear either me or someone else talk about it. That is for sure. So definitely, obviously, you see women, young ladies trying to get themselves into broadcasting. You're seeing that in NASCAR. Obviously, you're seeing that NBA football. You're seeing it everywhere now, really. Yeah, you're seeing it more, in my opinion, more NASCAR right now. Seeing it more, obviously, the ladies. Again, I can go on and on. Jamie Littles, Shannon Spakes, Chris Devota. I miss Chris Devota, the Caitlin Vinci's. And you're seeing those ladies pave the way for other ladies to get themselves involved in sport, whether it's on the television screen, over the radio, podcasting, or on pit road. Yeah, you name it. NASCAR has it all. They're trying to bring... They're trying to do it right. I commend them for doing that. Wow, this has been an awesome show. Awesome, awesome show. Again, I'll be back later on this week to get yourselves ready for the Daytona 500, the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. If you're new to the show, appreciate y'all. Spread the word about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We're about to officially kick off the 2022 season for reals in Daytona in a few weeks. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for episode 279 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Wow, it's been a good one. It's been a good one. Knocked it out. Eddie Greer here, a.k.a. EG3, saying thank you guys once again for listening to the podcast. Enjoy the build-up, folks, to Daytona 500. We will talk to you guys later on this week. This has been another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast.
From the land of the purple, the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 will be right back.
To the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.